It's the Country Viewpoint Market Friday edition here on Flow FM, your colour of country life, and it's great to be joined, as we are each Friday, by the CEO of the Australian Chicken Growers Council, Dr. Joe Sillance. How are you going on this lovely Friday, Dr. Sillance?
All good here, and I hope it's good for everyone else too.
Very good stuff. Dr. Sillance, I want to ask you about how chook farmers are making their money. I know that things are a little bit different for chook farmers compared to farmers of cattle and sheep and other livestock farmers. So is it best for chook farmers to have as many birds as they possibly can, or does that put their cost of production up too much?
Oh, look, being paid on chook farms is totally different to any other farm. I mean, if you're a cattle or sheep farmer, you either have a contract that says deliver these animals here at this time, or you take them down the sale yards and you watch them get sold. In the chook industry, the processors own the birds. So you are a cross between a five-star hotel and a daycare centre. And growers are paid by the bird. And so your turnover is determined by the number of birds in your farm, but also the number of batches per year. So, you know, the number of birds in your farm might be, well, let's say 16,000. It's usually 16,000 a shed, but let's use 16,000. And you'll do 6.2, 6.3 batches a year, and that's about, you know, 100,000 birds per shed. And, you know, if you're talking 80 cents a bird, that sounds like a huge turnover. But your input costs are absolutely huge. You've got power, you've got water, you've got insurance, you've got shedding, you've got all of the automation and the automated equipment, you've got the bedding that they use, and you've got the cost of clean out. So anything over about six batches a year, your gap between batches starts to shrink, and you have to start paying people to help you clean out in time. And so your profit margin actually gets worse as you go more than six batches a year.
With all that information in mind, is there a perfect number for chook farmers to aim to have on their farm?
Varies a little bit by processor and by state, and also whether you're free range or barn. And some of the processors take light birds out as spatchcock. But look, about 6 to 6.2 batches a year at RSPCA recommended densities is the best you're going to do, let's put it that way. There aren't too many people making a profit out of chook farming right now, so the best you're going to do is the best we can do.
That's really interesting. And you say no one's really making money out of chook farming right now. It essentially comes down to the fact that processors have squeezed them so hard, and I suppose that kind of disables the ability to grow their farms and, yeah, get more chooks on farm because, as you said, that won't increase profit margins.
Yeah, look, that's absolutely true. The contracts that a farmer signs with a processor have deteriorated over time, as it has in so many industries. And so first, your depreciation disappeared from the contract, which meant that you're not putting money aside for reinvestment. And then part of the CPI disappeared out of your contract, and most growers are only getting 0.5 to 0.7% of CPI, which in the current environment is a disaster. And then part of their capital gain disappeared from their contracts. And on it goes. But it gets worse because when you get paid by a processor, you're paid in a pool with other growers. So let's say there's 1 million birds in the pool and you're responsible for 100,000 of those, and then there's 9 other growers. The processor dumps that value per bird into the pool. And if you are 3% worse than the mark set by the processor, you have money taken off you. And if you're 3% better, you get a little bit of extra money from those guys that weren't quite as good. Now, 3% is a minute number. All it takes is one hot day where you're not quite on top of things and you've lost your 3%. So it's a very, very tricky business. And again, not too many people realise that. And then every time you sign a new contract, they put the benchmark up. So it's harder and harder and harder to be 3% above the benchmark. So, yeah, it's getting you every which way at the moment. It's worse than the dollar of milk that the dairy farmers went through in 2018.
Very tricky business to navigate indeed. And as you outlined there, a very different farming business to those who are farming various forms of livestock. Dr. Sillins, thank you very much for your time on this beautiful Friday. Always good to have you on the program. Have a great week. We'll catch you next Friday.
Good to chat. See you later.